Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
In the studio with us right now is our newest phone screener slash best selfie taker slash Tinder expert, Elena Davies.
Wow. Good morning.
I mean, you're well-rounded, Elena.
Yeah, that was quite an introduction.
Is there anything else I missed that you do extremely well?
I nap great.
You nap
great.
She's
a good napper.
You're learning, aren't you?
Yeah, right?
And may I say...
That kind of sucks. Yeah. It's like, I want to be on the radio. It's my dream. Man, I'm tired. All
3 a.m. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it, Elena, now that you're on this side of it?
So worth it. I have had coffee, so it's worth it now.
Okay, because you started as a listener.
I started as a listener.
And now you're a talker.
And now I'm a talker.
Yeah.
I saw something
dreams
that you,
come true.
You put either on Twitter or Facebook or something. I've loved this morning show for so long. Now I work there and I can't listen.
I know. It was such a first world problem because it's like I get up so early now and I drive. I have a commute.
Yeah.
It's about 45 minutes
yeah.
to get here. And I'm like, wait, my dreams have come true. I get to work at my favorite talk morning show.
Yeah.
But I can't listen to my favorite talk morning show on the way to work. Yeah. So it's strange, but...
Do you hate
hey,
one
God,
of us?
Elena.
I know. I do. I actually do listen to it, so I can't complain.
Do you hate one of us now that you work with us?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, Which one?
No, not yet. So
okay.
Stay tuned, though.
Okay, good. Well, I told you all the good things Elena does. May we add celebrity interviewer to that list?
Really?
You got to sit down with Nick Jonas one-on-one.
I did.
Were you a Jonas Brothers fan when you were a few years ago?
I was never like... did they have a fan name thing? I was never that. I wasn't overly obsessed with the Jonas Brothers, no.
Okay, so that's good because you weren't going to freak out. Were you nervous?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Is this
yeah.
your first one-on-one? You've done another one.
No, you did a couple at Jingle Ball.
I did some at Jingle Ball. I did... David Henry.
Okay.
A few months back. Uh-huh. So I have a little
bit of experience.
But Nick Jonas is big time right now.
Nick Jonas is super big time, yeah.
I think my first one-on-one was Raquel Welch. My first one-on-one.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and it was terrible.
Mine was supposed to be Kanye, Al.
Oh, my God.
My first?
Yeah, that was when he had first started, like, College Dropout.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be my first.
Back in the day before he was obnoxious.
Elena, I was so nervous because I had heard how difficult Kanye could be. And when he walked into the room, you could just feel it. And he sat down in front of me, and I could just feel my stomach dropping.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then his security comes in, and he goes, Kanye, we got to go up on stage. You can't do this interview right now. And I'll tell you this. I felt relieved.
Yeah.
I felt so relieved.
See, I would be way more nervous about that because I'm a huge Kanye fan.
Yeah. Right.
So that would be overwhelming.
So this is a good one. Nick Jonas, you're not too nervous, but you're nervous.
Oh, nervous, but I think I don't know. Let's see. Let's find out.
Let's find out how Elena does with the Nick Jonas
interview.
All right.
Here we go. Man. So before I destroy this interview, I have to know, what is the worst interview that you've ever been a part of? Has there been anything that someone has said or done that's just been like, drop mic and you got to go?
Yeah. There's this picture that traveled around the internet. It's fake, but I think a lot of people think it's real for some reason. And it's me at the beach and... I don't have my shirt on, and my nipples are humongous. In the
oh, okay. Like,
and they made them look so
good
big.
Good TV, good TV.
This guy in Germany was like, why are your nipples so big? Thinking it was real. And I was just like, let's get some better questions.
All right, I'm just trying to gauge what not to do on this one. So yeah. No nipple questions then.
Well, my nipples are normal size.
All right, good. Well, while we're on this.
Elena, did you make them prove it?
Actually, keep push play.
Okay, good.
Normal size.
All right, good. Well, while we're on the subject of nipples, I was wondering, I mean, you've got your Calvin Klein ad. Ugh, so hot. And then I recently just listened to your song Wilderness on your new album. And so I'm just thinking, you've got to consider maybe doing at least part of this interview shirtless, just to prove to the world that you do have normal size nipples.
Well, I think I've done quite a bit of that. It's a little cold today. I'm going to keep my shirt on.
It is a little cold, yeah.
It's
yeah.
All
right.
Thanks for offering that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just, you know, wanted to open it up
as
right at the beginning. Awesome. Well, I saw your ACM Awards performance with Dan and Shay, and that was incredible.
Thank you so much.
That was so much fun. So we know you still get jealous, but do you still get nervous, especially performing in front of such an intimidating audience?
It was not only, a new thing for me performing in front of a country audience, but, also just the size of that venue is so massive. My brothers and I started our tour there back in 2009 or 2010. And it was incredible to be back. And that show as a whole was so much fun. The vibe is, I think, a lot better than some of the pop award shows, just because the country music fans just like to hang out, and they're all friendly with each other. It's really nice.
I read something today that I have to ask is true or not. I read that you got discovered as a kid when your mom was getting her hair done.
My mom was getting her hair done. I was just there with her, kind of hanging out, as I did. And I was singing just a Broadway show tune or something. Mm-hmm. And someone heard me singing and said, "You should go see this manager. My son's doing Broadway shows. You might like doing that." And I did like 4 Broadway shows. And
that's kind of how you got your start.
That's kind of how I got started.
That's also maybe how the Jonas Brothers got together too. They first noticed your talent and then noticed your brothers.
Yeah, I was signed first as a solo artist, actually, which a lot of people don't know that. But signed first as a solo artist and then wrote a song with my brothers for that record I was making. And they heard it at the label and wanted to sign all 3 of us.
And now you're back being solo.
Comes full circle.
You answered a question. I believe the question was, if you had to pick another Nick to be, you would be Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
What is your reasoning behind that? I'm so curious.
Nicolas Cage. Well, I think that his movies are pretty awesome, specifically the National Treasure movies. They're just fantastic films.
Another thing I'm dying to tell you is I do this weird thing where, okay, for example, when someone would compliment me, like, "Oh, hey, girl, love your top," I would...
Love your top.
I would hit him back with a song lyric and just start responding to people in song lyrics. I'd be like, "I love the way you lie," Rihanna. Uh-huh. And I've recently decided to add your song lyric from Chains into my mix.
Which one?
So, "Baby, tell me why you do me wrong."
Yeah, it's highly tweetable, that one.
It is. So anyways, I think you know you've made it when people are using your song lyrics as just...
as responses
common conversation. Nice.
So cute. Oh,
I felt chemistry.
So
are you happy with it? Listen, you beat yourself up over
stuff. I did, yeah. And it's been a couple days, so I'm like, we're just waiting. So nervous.
Edits.
Here's the thing about Nick Jonas. He's like, he's a good boy.
He is. Yeah. He's sometimes difficult to interview.
But he's really, you don't know if he's into you and you're interviewing.
Yeah, well, I have heard some people saying, like, he takes himself really seriously now, so just be prepared for that. You want to be kind of playful and do some funny stuff and some serious stuff. But, yeah, I was definitely, like, overwhelmed with nerves.
Yeah,
so.
He has a goofy side, but he still keeps it pretty dry.
You did a great job, though.
You did
good
great.
Job,
thank
Elena.
You so much.
We'll post that interview up at KidNation.com. If you just tuned in, you could hear the entire thing. Once we get it up there for you.
Once we get it up there.
Give us a second.
Well, it takes a while.
Give us a second.
That internet's...
our internet's is slow.
You know what I'm saying? Who are you going to interview next, Elena? What's up?
Hey.
Beyonce or something?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Beyonce. Yeah. Wow.
Let's do it. Set that up for me. Thanks.
Yeah, right. Step it up all the way. Right. Coming up next, we're going to make some summer camp dreams come true.
Okay.
Find out what summer camp... what, Kelly? It is a dream.
I just read... this weekend, they wanted us to go through the summer camp entries and decide
dreams.
Which ones, in our opinion, you know, we're going to collectively come together and decide the ones we're going to grant.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al just wrote, "Kelly's right."
Kelly wrote this response, like 18-page diatribe.
In other words, you didn't look at any of them.
18-page diatribe about which one she thought was great. And I think this was great because of this. And, and I'm like, I'm not going to read all that.
I know. Kelly's right.
Kelly's right.
You didn't do your dang homework.
All we're going to do is do what Kelly said anyway.
No, we're not.
That's true.
No.
We each get to pick one.
I'm mad when my winner didn't win the last time.
Name one. Name your favorite one,
Al. The horse camp.
Which one?
The horsey camp.
Which one?
The one with the horses.
That was
there's a lot.
Category.
There's a whole horse category.
And then there were entries under horse camp.
Miniature horse camp.
See, he didn't read it. Kelly's right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, parents, summer is right around the corner. To some parents, that sounds horrible because...
what am I going to do with the kids?
The kids are going to be bored at home. Yeah. And if you're like my family, we could not afford to do anything when I was a kid.
Yeah.
All my friends would go off to camp. And I would stay back.
Yeah.
And so Kid Craddock decided to start doing this yearly, where we help families send their kids to summer camp.
And there's so many cool camps out there these days.
So many.
I mean, when I was young, I didn't feel like there were many options. We had Girl Scout camp, and there were a couple co-ed camps.
Yeah. So in the past, we've done zombie camp.
Yeah.
We had like spy camp that we sent. I mean, there's some really cool camps out there. So we asked you to write us as the kid. No parents writing us. We want the kids to write us and let us know what the camp is that you that you've had your eye on.
What you like, what interests are.
What's that one camp you really have your eye set up on? And we got some great ones. And it makes it so hard to choose out of all of them.
You want to give everybody a camp.
I'm 7 years old. I'm like,
I don't know if you did this,
Kelly. Oh, I put that like you read them.
You didn't read them.
I just read one.
I was going to say, I don't know if you said it, but I don't know if you did this, Kelly, but I'm sitting there going like, oh, I want to send this person to camp. Oh, I want to send this person to camp,
yep.
too. But
some of them had very heartfelt reasons they wanted to go. Like, you know, my mom can barely afford to pay the light bill.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really want to do this. And some are just sarcastic, like, yeah. My dad's a lazy bum. And it's just so funny. So I want to reward the sarcastic kid.
Right, because they're funny.
And I want to reward the kid who just, you know, wants
to go.
Can't
yeah.
help.
Well,
so.
the one we're giving away today, Jenna, you have something
yeah,
in common with this girl.
Oh, I have a lot in common with this girl. And but, I believe we have her mom on the phone.
Yeah,
right
before
now.
We get into that, let's bring in Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, I'm already crying.
Oh,
don't cry.
Good morning.
Now, you have a daughter named Mackenzie, right?
I do.
She wrote us a letter, and my understanding is that Mackenzie didn't let you see their letter before she sent it off?
No.
She didn't?
She didn't.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I told her she could be completely honest, and I would just hit send.
Aww. Okay, well, Jamie, she was completely honest, and I love, this is Jenna, by the way, and I love this entry for some personal reasons. It really pulled on my own personal heartstrings, and I have a lot in common with your daughter. So do you mind if I read the letter that your daughter, Kenzie, wrote? And she's 12, right?
She is. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, grab those tissues.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, I would love to go to the FC Barcelona camp. It's a soccer camp.
Good.
I want to become better at soccer, and I haven't had the best life growing up. My mom and dad got divorced when I was young, and I don't get to see him much. My mom is a single parent, and we've been having some money troubles at home. I want to become a professional soccer player when I grow up so that I can make my family proud, because I feel like I don't normally make them proud.
Oh, man.
I would be very happy to see my brother proud of everyone, because he goes to college, and my mom and him aren't really close, and he knows everything that we're going through. My mom knows I'm great at soccer and wants to put me on a better team, but we just don't have the money. Thank you for taking the time to read this. Kenzie.
Well, I bet Mackenzie makes you proud every day.
She does. She's
yes.
too hard on herself.
Yeah.
And she's been playing soccer for how long?
She's been playing soccer since she was 3 and a half. She's like oh, the most talented kid I've ever seen in soccer, and she hasn't had like any, you know, one-on-one training or anything mm-hmm. like that, because I have 3 kids, and like she said, I have one in college that has been rough, you know,
gotcha.
Financially doing it all by myself. It's been really hard, so I would love to put her on a really great select team, but I just don't have it, and, you know, she's amazing. Like, I can't believe it. She thinks she wouldn't or doesn't make me proud. Aww. I think I'm maybe too hard on her, and she's kind of hard on herself at the same time, but she is one of the best soccer players I've ever seen.
Oh,
Mackenzie,
right.
Did you hear all that your mom just said
yeah.
about you?
See there.
Good morning, Kenzie.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Well, we got your letter, and I just read it, and I love this because you might not know this about me, but I played soccer, and my parents also got divorced, and soccer was a wonderful thing for me and a great thing for my mom and I, you know, to do together. And I know that soccer camp can really motivate you. And if you're really good at soccer, you need to be playing with some of the best out there in order to get better. And I'm sure this FC Barcelona camp is just what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And this camp is just under $500 a week.
Whoa.
And Kenzie, I want you to play soccer, especially knowing that you have the talent there. And we want you to get better, and I think you'll really enjoy this. So the Kid Craddock Morning Show is excited to tell you guys that we are going to pay for you to go to FC Barcelona soccer camp.
Yay.
Oh, thank you. God.
You're going to soccer camp.
Yay.
Yay!
Great time for
Mama. Oh, God.
You know, I hope it's not in Barcelona. No.
No, it's not. They have different camps.
We can't pay for that airfare.
No. They have locals.
Yeah, the bad part is you have to drive to Barcelona.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Hopefully this helps you out there, Jamie, because I know you want to do so much for your daughter, and these camps do tend to be pretty expensive.
Oh, my gosh. That is an expensive camp.
Yeah.
It is.
Soccer's
$900 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Wow, thank y'all so much. Y'all have no idea what we're going through right now. Oh. This is going to be so much.
Hopefully this is like a good luck thing that's going to make, you know, just good, more good things coming your way.
Sure.
Well, you know what? I've just put my faith in God 100%. in the past, like, 5 months, and I just know that things will work out the way that they're supposed
to. That's
right. But hopefully this is a little bit of light, you know?
Hey, God's answering those prayers. It took 5 months, but they're starting to come true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mackenzie,
he's been there the whole time.
That's right. That's right. We just got to pay attention.
Mackenzie, can we show up to your soccer camp and blow the vuvuzela?
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to give you so many vuvuzelas. I need to get rid of them anyway.
And Kenzie, I went to North Carolina Tar Heel soccer camp when I was your age exactly. And are you prepared for how much soccer you are going to be playing at this soccer camp?
Yes.
It is going to be, it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay, you're playing soccer all day long.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're ready. You got
gonna
this.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. They'll have players and coaches, and it's going to really take it to the next level for you. So I hope you keep playing soccer. Please send us photos.
Yeah,
I love
keep in
that.
Touch.
Anything you guys want to say to each other while you're on the phone there in the same house, I'm sure?
Standing there looking at each other?
Right, right.
No, actually, we're not in the same house.
Oh, okay.
Because my check-in didn't, came on, so she had to go somewhere else so that I could drop the car off. But, Mackenzie, I love you so much, and congratulations, baby.
Love you too, Mama.
Aww, congratulations to you both,
that's
Jamie
sweet.
And Mackenzie.
That's sweet. Way to go,
good
guys.
One.
Have fun at camp.
I want you to hear how proud your mom is of you. Okay, Jamie? I mean, Mackenzie.
Okay.
Now this is starting to get embarrassing.
Yeah, right. I gotta go to school now.
All right. We'll let you guys go and call each other on the phone.
All right. Bye, guys. Yay. Thank you. Hold on.
Good luck. Good luck in your car together, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's nothing major, but it'll work out.
Sometimes it's just the gas cap.
Yeah.
You ever had that happen? Your gas cap isn't screwed
just
on.
Close it up all the way.
Your check engine light comes on.
Hey, I wish that was it.
Jamie, have you tried going under that hood thing and just wiggling a couple things?
Yeah, raise the hood up and then pull on the fan bells and check your oil.
Yeah.
That's probably all it is.
I'll run out there and do that.
Make sure your exhaust pipe is not clogged also.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Could be a banana.
Keep us posted. Make sure nothing's wrong with that car, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Mackenzie, you have fun at soccer camp. FC Barcelona soccer camp. That's where Jamie's going to be at this summer.
Awesome.
How cool is that, Jenna?
Oh, it's super cool. When you're into soccer, being able to go to a camp like that, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Race one of the Kentucky Derby is coming up in about 20 minutes.
I'm excited.
So if you bet on your horse, you'll find out who wins. And also Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 in about 45. Main celebrity you want to talk about, Kelly?
Well... Everything is rosy behind the scenes as the Kardashian and Jenner clans want us to believe.
Ooh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. We'll find out. But first, it's that time to play Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you have a shot at winning up to $1,000 when we put you in our bank vault. But we need a player first. Caller number 11 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-HE-KID.
Yeah, you'll get in. We'll put you in the vault.
Yeah.
We'll throw numbers at you. The number you like, that's when you say stop. That's how much money you'll win. But if it closes on you, how much you win, Al?
Nada.
Nada.
And like it.
Mm.
Did anybody watch the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
No, no.
In this room, only one of us has been.
That's Kelly.
Me. Yeah.
What's this thing like? It's just a big old dinner?
It's a big black tie dinner at this hotel.
Yeah.
It's a random hotel. And, yeah, the celebrities show up. What they do is all these news people, these people big in the news industry,
right?
They invite celebrities to sit at their tables.
Okay.
And
this
so it's
cool.
It's called the biggest nerd prom, I think is what they call it, a nerd prom, because you have all these, you know, real intellectual writers. And here's Sofia Vergara.
Okay.
It's weird.
It's turned very celebrity, right?
Very celebrity, but that's the fun of it.
Because you guys saw who when you went.
Well, at the time, Demi Lovato was dating Joe Jonas, so we ran into them.
Okay.
I saw, who's the one that your girlfriend, what she looked like?
Common.
Common was there. Gail King was
Scarlett
there.
Scarlett Johansson
was there.
Yeah.
Kid, that was his famous using the bathroom next to Larry King moment.
Yeah,
Gosh, nice. There was a lot of people there.
Hello,
Jessica Alba. I saw Jessica Alba and her husband. They were sitting way in the back. Cash Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
This is also the night where President Obama turns into a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's got jokes.
Here's some of his jokes from this past correspondence dinner.
Fact is, though, at this point, my legacy is finally beginning to take shape. The economy is getting better. 9 in 10 Americans now have health coverage.
Today, thanks to Obamacare, you no longer have to worry about losing your insurance if you lose your job. You're welcome, Senate Democrats. Wow. A few weeks ago, Dick Cheney says he thinks I'm the worst president of his lifetime. Which is interesting because I think Dick Cheney is the worst president of my lifetime. But, you know, I just had to put this stuff aside. I've got to stay focused on my job because for many Americans, this is still a time of deep uncertainty. For example, I have one friend. Just a few weeks ago, she was making millions of dollars a year, and she's now living out of a van in Iowa.
You get it, Al? You know who he's talking about? Al's searching his brain.
I am.
Do you get it? Making millions a year, now living out of a van?
No.
I'm sorry, I was answering a tweet, a text from Al.
Well, don't talk to your boyfriend when we're doing the show.
I don't care about President Obama's show.
Who was the House Republican?
I'm assuming he's talking about Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She's touring the country. That's right. Okay. He's campaigning for president.
Okay.
He also, Obama did a bit.
Is that, before you even start that, there's a guy in the videos that we're watching on Kid TV standing behind the president.
Key and Peele do a bit called Obama's Anger Translator. And so
he was live, doing live anger translation.
Yeah, so Key came out and did it with the actual real President Obama.
Honestly, what they say doesn't bother me. I understand we've got an adversarial system. I'm a mellow sort of guy. And that's why I invited Luther, my anger translator, to join me here tonight. Because despite our differences, we count on the press to shed light on the most important issues of the day. We won't always see eye to eye.
Oh, and CNN, thank you so much for the wall-to-wall Ebola coverage. For two whole weeks, we were one step away from the walking dead. And then y'all got up and just moved on to the next thing. That was awesome. Oh, and by the way, just if you haven't noticed, you don't have Ebola.
But I still deeply appreciate the work that you do.
We all need an anger translator.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually love one of those.
You're not that angry.
Yeah, you're not that angry.
That's
dude.
The thing. It's for the people that are way too calm. Al, you need an anger translator because you don't let it out always.
Okay, I see.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
No, Al never gets mad.
Somebody does something really stupid that irritates me at the bar or something.
Who's the last person you got mad at in your life? Girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay.
Probably some waitress that did something.
That you hired.
Yeah, exactly.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Let's be caller number 11. Julia Kapke. How you doing? The bang.
Hey, I'm doing fabulous.
Good.
All right, Julia.
I like all this energy on
like
a Monday.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a stay-at-home mom, but I have returned to school, so now I'm a full-time art student.
Art.
I love art.
What kind of art?
Yes. I paint. I want to paint.
I've been starting, Kelly.
Oh, girl, you can do it.
I look at all these people painting. It seems so hard.
Canvas, some paint, and just have at it. There's no right or wrong way to do it. You just do it.
I don't know what kind of paint to use. I go to the art store, honestly. I go and I put all these paints and brushes in my basket, and then I put it all back because I'm so intimidated. I just walk out. Mm-hmm.
Julia.
Oh, no, you got to get over that. I would start with like some acrylics or something with water-based and just go for it.
Oh, man.
Julia, have you found that drawing an eye and hands are probably the hardest things in the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The box
Absolutely.
Is hard. A box.
It is.
Drawing like a square, like a cube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they teach you how to draw.
But it's so free. Yeah, you can just express yourself how you're feeling with. And the beauty of the paint is that if you don't like it, you can just paint right
paint
over.
Over.
Right. Nobody will ever know.
Well, you're suggesting I start with acrylics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know the beauty about Beat the Bank, Julia, is that if you don't like the number thrown at you, you can just wait.
Oh, good one. Good
and
segue.
A new one
That's
will come
right.
by.
Yeah.
Unless the door closes on you,
then you
don't get nothing.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Sorry.
We need to give her a lot of money so she can buy more paint.
All right, I'm feeling good,
girl,
Julia.
You got it. That's why they call it starving artists, because it's so expensive.
That's right.
All right.
You know, I was feeling kind of average, but you kind of changed my mood, so I'm feeling good about your chances today.
If you need a nude model, Big Al Mac is ready for you, by the way, Julia.
Sure, anytime.
Yeah. You got to buy a lot of paint. On a big canvas.
I'll tell you.
So much paint.
All right,
Julia, are you ready to play?
Let's bring it on.
Okay,
good
let's
luck.
Bring it on. Make
good
sure
luck.
You yell stop when you hear that number you like, okay?
No
let's
problem.
Play
Beat the Bang.
You're kidding. Come on, Bang.
110.
Not bad. Not a bad start.
140. 170. 200.
Jesus, I'm tired this morning.
Right.
240.
Oh. He's cracking it up.
300. 450.
Oh.
450.
Not feeling it. She's not feeling it.
You can buy a lot of paint brushes with that. $450, Julia.
$450
I'll
for you.
I'll take it.
All right. All right.
It was just going a little too long, wasn't it, Julia?
Yeah.
It was a little refreshing, I tell you.
Well, let's see if you made the right choice, Julia. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. It's so easy when people are listening until you're actually playing.
Yeah.
It's just the nerves.
It's not your money, yeah.
Somebody's
really
going.
Like, is.
I would have kept going.
I would have kept going.
Yeah, I would have kept going. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Great job.
Yeah,
great job.
That?
Last second win right there by Julia.
That's great
big
job.
Win.
Yay.
Good call on your part.
Yeah.
I tell you.
I tell you too.
What you tell her?
Yeah, what you
tell her?
Tell
congratulations.
Way to go, Julia.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Happy Monday.
Yeah, you take that 450.
Hey, yeah, no kidding.
Go buy yourself some art supplies there, Julia.
Yeah.
I will do.
One of those little hats, those little painter hats, you know.
A beret.
Beret. Yeah, thank you.
No, get yourself.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Who's the guy that had the painting
Ross.
Show? Bob Ross. Get one of those afros.
Yeah, yeah,
he did
yeah.
Really,
teach me
really
how to
well.
Do one of those little what? Trees. Teach me how to do
yeah,
one of
well,
those little
happy
trees.
Little trees.
Yeah, happy little trees.
And send us a picture of us once you draw us.
Yes.
I can show you some stuff that I made from school. So I got to finish it up, and I'll shoot you guys off some pictures.
Awesome.
All right.
Do that.
Can't wait to see them. There you go. Julia Kapke, first winner, beat the bank today, $450.
When are we playing again?
We'll play an hour from now, Jenna, or less than an hour actually now.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the morning.
All right.
That's how we're doing it right there. Coming up next, though, the first race in the Kentucky Derby.
Yay.
The JC race.
The JC race. Who's going to win? I put my money down on Baby Blazer, but that's just me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Julia Kapke just won $450 with Beat the Bank.
Sure did.
We also have Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 15 minutes. But it's time to get ready because the horses are warmed up.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking about the Kentucky Derby. We do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
Each day there's going to be a horse race. Now we need you to go KidNation.com every single day to vote on the horse you think is going to win because they're going to change every single day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We close the voting at 7 Central.
Right.
So if you don't get your vote in, you're not going to be able to partake in that race.
But you can for the following day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, we will choose one winner at random each day.
Okay.
That shows the actual winning horse.
Mm-hmm.
That winner is going to win $100 and will be represented by their horse in the race on Friday, which is the championship day.
Okay.
Friday's race is going to feature four winning horses from Monday through Thursday. The horse that wins the race on Friday will win the Kentucky Derby. That's the
right.
Champion of champions
mm-hmm.
right there.
And what's that prize?
The ultimate winner will receive $500 in cash and then another $500 to bet on the horse of his or her choosing at the actual Kentucky Derby.
There's nothing better than betting with other people's
right.
money.
Oh, it's
you got
the greatest.
Nothing
yeah.
to lose. You can make the biggest bet of your life, whatever you want.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling people, it's like, go for the 20-1 maybe.
I used to go to Vegas, and when I would spend all my money, Kay would be standing next to me with all of his money. And he would sometimes give me, you know, a $100 chip or whatever.
Because he wanted you to keep playing with him.
Because he wants you to keep playing.
And I'm like, I'm out of money, man.
I'm like, dude, I brought $500 to gamble with.
He quit doing that with me because I just say, thanks, and I'd leave.
Yeah. Kid gives $100 $100 for Vegas once, and Kelly just went up to her room and got
I was up $100.
Well,
I'm out.
We were sitting at $25 blackjack tables, so in just a couple hands, you're out.
Well, you ask Kelly, you're like, did you lose all your money? Yeah. What game? Room service.
You didn't want to bet next to Kid, because Kid would just keep betting and betting. He'd be good, too, man. He wants some money.
All right. Are you guys ready for... race number one. Let's get to the first race of the Kid-tucky Derby.
Welcome to Kid Nation Downs for Monday's race, the JC race of the Kid-tucky Derby. Here's the field for the JC race. Mm-hmm. Number one is Kiss My Abs. This horse has taken a break over the last few months, but still believes he's got what it takes. Number two is Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel. This horse is behaving like a caged animal lately.
By the way, go
number
to KidTV.com.
Number three, Reborn. This horse is addicted to the game of chance.
We have a video for
number four is Baby Blazer. Selected the saddle specifically, but everybody in the paddock doesn't seem to feel it fits right. And number five is, hi, Rihanna. We'll round out the field. That's their just about set right for today's JC race. They're in the gate. They're off. And Kiss My Abs is muscling to the lead. Here comes Squirrel, 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 now racing out there quickly, blazy fast, and he takes that lead. Reborn's going to give it a shot. Remember, it's a game of chance. Going to try getting up there in third. And hi, Rihanna. Has quickly been passed at the beginning. Uh-oh. She's far back and does not seem interested at this point. Uh-oh. They're coming up into the home stretch now. Kiss My Abs. That break is taking its toll. He's getting tired. Squirrel, 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 trying to hang in there. Reborn. Remember, it's a game of chance. Baby Blazer with the medium-sized saddle is coming on. Uh-huh. Hi, Rihanna. She's completely blown off. They're in the final stages. Reborn. Baby Blazer down to these two. Baby Blazer. Baby Blazer wins it in a tight race. Yeah. Then Reborn. Kiss My Abs. Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel. And hi, Rihanna.
Hi, Rihanna.
Yeah!
Baby Blazer.
My daughter was feeling Baby Blazer, too.
So was I. I can't win, though.
She can't play either. She's related to me.
Dang it.
Baby Blazer. All right. Well, so if you voted online before 7 a.m. this morning,
we'll pick a random winner.
I don't know if I like Baby Blazer winning, because that means the Baby Blazer jokes are going to continue for another week.
Sure. We'll just make small jokes, though.
When styled correctly, the Baby Blazer works fine.
But Kelly, see? Kelly came around to
you
it.
You know what you need with the Baby Blazer?
What do I need?
You need one of those extended...
Fashion advice for
Al. You need one
expanders.
Of those... Expanders, like on the airplane, to button one side of your blazer to the other side.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Thanks. Any other Baby Blazer jokes you want to get out before?
No, I'm just saying.
You're going to hold them off all week.
No.
Well, congratulations to somebody.
Yeah, we're going
to
pick one at random. You'll win $100 and you're in the championship round on Friday.
Yeah.
Now we do have another race. By the way, we do have video of these races.
Oh, you got to watch
Kid
TV. It's so funny.
KidTV.com while we're doing it live, and we'll also put it up at KidNation.com because this race was close.
Did you see the jockey where his pants fell down?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That just happened.
That's so funny.
ESPN.
But you got to keep going. I mean, even if your pants drop and you're riding that horse, you got to keep going.
Here's the thing. We could be a little risky on Kid TV. You know what I'm saying? Risque.
It's the internet.
Now let's hear what's coming up for tomorrow's race.
Here are the horses for tomorrow for the Jenna race for the Kid-tucky Derby. Here's the field. Number one is Jenna's Jorts. Comfortable in that saddle here in the post parade. Number two is Pugget List. Got a birthday party on its mind, but really wants to win this one. Number three is Kinda Sorta Boyfriend. Isn't really sure if he belongs in this race, but he's going to give it a try. Number four, fresh off a sand flea infestation, is Swimming with Pigs, fit for today's race. Rounding out the field is number five, Jay Farrow, doing impressions of all the other horses in today's race.
Wow.
Go to KidNation.com to place your bets.
That's amazing.
Wow.
How are you feeling in this race?
All right, so again, we have Jenna's Jorts, Pugget List, Kinda Sorta Boyfriend, Swimming with Pigs, and Jay Farrow. I'm going to go with Jay Farrow.
I'm going to go with kind of... Well, I'm torn. I'm going to go with kind of sort of boyfriend, even though I kind of want to go with Jenna's Jorts.
There is no way kind of sort of boyfriend is going to be in this
You never know.
I think kind of sort of boyfriend may be making another trip around to the Jenna race.
Yeah.
Kind of sort of boyfriend's going to get euthanized on the track.
We don't know. We have no clue.
Go to KidNation.com. Vote for which horse you think will take it all.
Okay.
In this race. Jenna, I saw kind of sort of boyfriend. Boyfriend over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
He looked like he's been working out for the race.
Good.
We had a good conversation.
That's what we do. You look really good when you're single.
Post-relationship workout.
You had a conversation?
Am I allowed to talk to him?
No, my friends are supposed to be mean to him.
Al, I don't know the rules.
I wouldn't know if you walked
the rules. You know the rules. You're not supposed to be buddy-buddy.
When I see Al's ex-girlfriends, I say hi.
You have to be polite.
Yeah.
Say hi.
No. No.
I can't say hi. Oh, he bought me a drink. We had a conversation.
Why? He bought him a vacation. He's going to Mexico.
We're having a good time.
Him.
He bought you a beverage?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Was it at my bar?
Are you serious?
No, I wasn't at your bar, Al.
No, thanks, JC.
I did stop by your bar. You weren't there.
My best girlfriend texted me. She was also there. Did you see Claudia?
Yeah, I saw her.
She's like, Jen, I think I've seen every one of your exes in this bar tonight, in the same bar. And I'm like, I won't be going there.
I saw sort of ex-boyfriend, and then I saw potential maybe boyfriend. Potential maybe boyfriend.
Is there a potential maybe boyfriend?
Oh, there's always a potential maybe boyfriend at the spot Jenna hangs out
at. Do I know about this one?
Sure you do.
I don't know. Well, we don't fill this side of the room in.
What do you mean?
Who's potential maybe boyfriend?
There's guys that are always longing for the Jenna.
That's a hashtag.
Wow, that's funny.
Longing for the Jenna.
I know they're longing for the Jenna when they come up to me and they don't even say, hi, JC. They go, hey, where's Jenna? Oh.
Does she know who this person is?
Yeah.
Really?
You know who this person is.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Got it. Yeah, that's cool.
Big Al and I are over here on the dark side of the ring.
I don't want to put him on blast because I don't know.
Why is that putting him on blast?
Because it's just maybe
why
potential.
Why are we grown adults and we're still acting like we're in seventh grade?
Because
we are.
It's things that I...
Like if Jenna was all about it and told me about it, but I don't know yet. I'm still new to this game.
Huh.
I don't have any potential.
Why don't you write a note to Jenna? Do you like him?
Yes or
check
no.
Yes, no, or maybe.
I know who's referring
see
to.
Which one she checks.
I don't know.
You've got to check Jenna. One.
Have y'all been
I'm
out?
I'm not going to say what you say, but just circle one.
You've got to, Jenna.
You have to.
I have to decide yes or no.
Yep.
Or maybe.
Yep.
You didn't put the maybe box?
No, you didn't put the maybe box.
Oh, no, actually, there was two potentials.
Two?
What?
Yeah, there was two potential men longing for the Jenna.
What do I got going on? Yeah. Jenna was in bed when all this was going on. What happened?
You need to come out when I go out once a month.
Well, I didn't know you were out.
Yeah, Kinsey and I were working your guys.
I can't be in a bar with all those people. It's too much. You know, it's just like landmines. I have nowhere to go.
My wife and I were talking you up so much, Jenna.
Good, that's good. It's good for me to not be there when you do that, you know?
She took one guy and was talking to him.
What?
I took the other one.
Wow.
I'm
don't
saying,
want them to meet.
What if you had rolled up in there and both potential boyfriends were there at the same place?
Yeah.
Then you got to navigate the old.
Did you circle yet?
I don't know.
Circle.
You should have put maybe, JC.
Well, I'm just going to circle I'm just going to be a yes man.
I knew it.
It's not a no.
I knew it. It's good. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to work on this one, Al.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Which one are you working on? I mean.
Both?
No, I'm only working on one.
And Kenzie's working on the other one?
My wife was working on the other one. I want to give you options.
I like options.
Many, many options.
So Jenna's got two boyfriend options.
Yeah, right now.
Wow. Gosh.
I might set up an email.
It's a lot going on over there.
You had a big weekend for me. I love this. Do I owe you something?
No.
Kinsey want like a gift basket?
It just feels good helping my friends.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kelly?
I'm being buddy-buddy with people that did me wrong.
I mean, technically, I helped Kelly with Bill.
How'd you do that?
Because.
You had a busy weekend.
I told her.
He helped me.
I told her he was the real deal. And she believes it.
What?
You told
oh, my gosh. I always take credit for everything.
Al, I basically put you and your girlfriend together.
Huh. I bought her a round of shots.
It is fun playing that.
Isn't it? I just want to be that guy.
It's fun for the married couple, right? When they're out and drinking. Because we need to help others.
I'm in a relationship, I want all my single girlfriends to be in a relationship.
Right.
And that I put a lot of pressure on Bill. I'm like, you've got to know some single guys. He's like, I really don't.
I just like to take credit for things, even if I didn't do it. Just
well, I'll tell everyone that you introduced me and Bill.
Thanks, Kelly.
That Tinder story, nobody's buying.
Nobody's buying it.
Hey, if something comes to fruition for me, I'll give you credit. No doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah, Jen, I'll set you up.
You can be my maid of honor.
Thank you. I really want to do that.
Look at you breaking down barriers.
I'll wear a dress. I don't care.
Love it. You're definitely going to be in my bridal party.
I would wear a dress.
I don't even want to get married and have a wedding, and I will do it just to see you in a dress at my wedding.
No, you don't have to wear a dress to be on the bride's side.
Well, what am I going to wear?
That's true. You could wear a suit and stand there.
No, but...
It has to match the dress.
But I want everyone to wear all white, so JC would wear a white dress.
You should wear white.
Al, you can be in it, too.
I ain't wearing no dress.
Yeah. You wear a white suit?
Yeah, I wear a white suit all day long, all day, every day.
I'll think about it now.
That's the only way. A wedding one day, you do it.
Linen, white suit, linen on the
beach.
If it's on the beach.
So wrinkly.
Jenna's not getting married on the beach.
Hell yeah, I am. If I do have a wedding,
she'll make the whole bridal party wear bikinis.
No
she'll
way.
Like Pam Anderson on the beach.
Oh, whatever.
White bikini.
Yeah.
with misses on the butt.
Get out of here.
You classy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play Beat the Bank once again. We do it twice a day, every day. During the week, at least. What else?
I cough and hiccup at the same
time. Oh, my God.
I'm like,
you cough, laugh, hiccup?
I coughed.
Laugh, hiccup.
Hiccup at the same exact
time. It sounded like a laugh.
Yeah, I thought you were trying to laugh, but then you hiccuped. And
whoa.
Coughed.
All right, there we go.
Julia Kapke won $450. That was the max that she had. She bailed out at the right second. You just got to feel it out. We'll get caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But I asked for 13 because that's just... That's always the first number that
all
pops
up.
We're all about prime here.
Yeah. We got to touch on this earthquake that happened in Nepal real quick.
Oh, bad.
Awful, it just keeps
getting worse. Over 3,500 casualties so far. Dead. Confirmed dead. And people are actually starting... They're starting tent communities in the middle of the city because they're afraid to go home because the aftershocks have been pretty scary.
And this is 18 people on Mount Everest.
Yeah,
I believe
there's
so.
An avalanche. That was the deadliest day they've had.
Because this is the time of year where they're all there. I mean, people at base camp when they're making the trek. So a lot of the people that were on their way
up
towards the top were done.
Where is Nepal?
South of China, in between India and China.
Okay.
It's a small country, right by Everest.
Sophia Bush issued a statement because her ex-boyfriend was the first confirmed death, American death, on the mountain.
He works for Google, real adventurous guy, Dan Friedenberg, I think is his name.
Really?
Yeah, and she dated him, and they found out first after that happened. His sister posted something, and Sophia posted a really beautifully written kind of tribute to him. But he was like a very adventurous guy.
I think we're three Americans confirmed dead because of this earthquake. And everybody's, they're running out of water. I mean, they don't have shelter. They're running out of food.
Hospital supplies. It's one of the poorest places.
I mean, you think about 3,000 people. That's a small town. So
it is.
The population of a small town. That's, oof.
And it was, what was it,
7.9.
Strong earthquake. But USA Today, because people started wondering, how do we help? And which organizations are the ones that are actually giving money to Nepal to make sure that they get what they need? So USA Today has an article out there. And it's just called "How to Help Victims of Nepal Quake," and they have all the websites you can visit.
Okay,
and I mean that I posted it up on my Facebook page. So if you do want to help out with anything Nepal related, that's where you can go because that's the main question people are having right now.
Seeing some of the historic buildings that were demolished,
everything.
Pretty much everything. I mean, it's almost leveled, but.
Something else JC just brought up today off the air was like that Colorado movie theater shooting where the guy went in during that,
Batman,
Dark Knight or whatever, and shot it. The trial finally starts today.
Wow.
That's
after all this
starting time,
just trying to figure out if he's
3 years.
He's competent enough to stand trial.
That's what was going on before, but now after seizing his computer, the prosecution revealed that he had been Googling mental illness and like ways to act that you're mentally ill. So then he could be.
Really? He was a very intelligent guy.
Yeah. So, they're trying to prove that he is totally fit to stand trial and not mentally ill. Yeah. So.
Good boy.
That's not going to take long once the jury deliberates, hopefully.
Awful.
But in lighter news, we got our DNA results on Friday.
Yes,
and
we did.
If you missed it, boy, were there some.
Yeah.
Wow moments.
Yeah.
Kelly has claimed to be the most Native American on the show.
That's what I was even talking to my mother about it. My mom said that can't be right.
You were 99% of the family. You're 99% European, Kelly. Right?
No, that's not right.
That's what I thought. Right.
I was
they're up at Kidnation.com.
I know I was Irish.
Yeah.
That was like a big part of my DNA is Irish, which is makes sense.
With your pigment.
With my red hair and fair skin, but I was always told I was Scottish.
So, JC was
Irish
the biggest,
was nice.
You were the biggest mutt, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah. I was pretty mutty as well.
Well, yeah, I'm no doubt. We all knew I was from Africa, and I'm Nigerian.
Yeah.
I'm Nigerian descent.
Yeah, now at least you know.
Yes, what's up,
region.
My Nigerians?
What's the one
Shout
that
out.
Caught you by surprise the most, Al?
I'm sorry?
What's the one that caught you by
surprise? Scandinavian.
Right?
I mean, I got some Scandinavian in me, and Jenna's got part of Africa in her, too.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, I probably didn't, say that, right?
But, well, you did it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jenna and I are like... Sister, brother, and sister.
Yeah.
Wait, we're probably cousins.
Yeah.
I'm glad we found out.
Yeah, right.
Before anything happened, before we took it to the next level.
Yeah, you're right.
Jenna had a little about 1% African.
Uh-huh.
North African. North African. Yes, a touch of North African, a lot of Scandinavian.
I had 3% African. Kelly?
I had like less than 1% Asian.
Yeah, you didn't have any African.
Yeah.
No.
Al.
No African?
No African. Imagine that. One.
Zero.
Imagine that.
Al had 77% African.
Yeah, 77% Nigerian.
Finding out I was 35% British was mind-blowing. Like I felt my accent kicking in.
Oh
my
gosh.
My British accent.
But, you know, we also found out that we were right and you are part Asian.
Love it.
We all had traces of Asian.
Yeah, we all had traces.
I was less than 1% was mine. It's up at kidnation.com if you want to take a peek at them. It's 1%, I'm sorry. It's interesting. I'm Asia South. So I'm thinking it's like India or something. You know?
So I wonder if that means if my brother spit in a vial, he would have the exact same result.
No, they're all a little bit different.
They're all different.
Our DNA is
different.
But we
came from the same two parents.
I mean, you would have similarities.
I don't know.
I want to take it
to it. It just depends on what DNA attaches to your DNA.
Maybe your brother would be the same because you did come from the same parents. But if your mom and dad did it, then
yeah, theirs
would be
very different.
Yeah.
I want to take it to the next level and just do the actual tree, you know, and just see, okay, all I really know was my daddy, my granddaddy. I don't know anything past that. And my dad's not here any longer to tell me. So
you could follow it, right?
And I know that my dad's last name used to be McDaniel.
Uh-huh.
And because my dad just changed it to Mac because everybody called him Mac or something. I think back in the country, back in the day, you could do that.
Okay.
You could just change your name if you wanted to, apparently. So, but Mac is on all of my documentation. But like where, you know, when did we come over from Nigeria? When did we come over, you know, when did somebody creep over to Scandinavia and hook up with somebody?
Well, McDaniel would be Scottish, right?
A little Scottish in there, Al. Maybe. If you're wondering what it was from Ancestry.com, we spit in a cup, sent
Ancestry
it in.
Ancestry DNA.
And Ancestry DNA.
Yeah.
And they sent us back what we are.
Yeah.
I was the most Native American in the show.
Yeah.
I'm 10%, but that involves
that
Mexico.
That includes America. Yeah. Yeah, the rest of North America.
Yeah,
South America.
Side. So I'm assuming it's Mexican mostly. KidNation.com is where we posted those up. Very interesting.
Cool.
And another piece of good news, JC, you'll be glad to know that I saved a suicidal squirrel yesterday.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. Thank you, Jenna.
There was a squirrel about to jump off the front of a house.
Squirrel lovers united together. Thank you.
And we were gathered on the bottom, and we scared the squirrel. I sent JC a photo. The squirrel was suicidal.
He was kind of jumping.
He just looked like a boss up there, in my opinion.
The peak of the front of a house.
Yeah.
Like one of those Tudor-style houses at the very top in the front. He was either standing guard or about to jump. We weren't sure. It was Sunday. You know, he had the blues.
Yeah.
Maybe he was praying.
Maybe he was praying. I don't know.
Closer to God.
Thank you for saving him.
The bang.
You know, love some squirrels. Let's meet caller number 13, shall we? Megan, joy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You got the joy?
I always have lots of joy.
Yeah, you do.
You have to with that last name.
Do you use joy?
Do I use joy every day?
How do you use joy, Al?
Joy. Dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm more of a pledge.
Pledge.
I'm done.
You don't wash dishes with pledge, JC.
We wash everything with pledge.
You got the best smelling dishes in all of Texas.
There's something you need to learn. My mom used pledge for everything.
They put pledge on cuts.
We used to wash dishes with chlorine before my mom learned that was not good for you.
The car is so shiny.
Yeah. Megan, do you understand the rules for Beat the Bank?
I do.
Awesome. Are you on your way to work right now or are you already there?
I am on my way to work.
Okay. Oh, what do you do?
I am a mental health counselor.
Good for you.
Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you need to pull over so you can concentrate, or you want to go ahead? You want to go ahead and try this while you're actually rolling?
Let's just go with it.
Okay, we're going to put you in the vault. You're going to hear numbers. When you hear the one you like, make sure you say stop, because if that door closes, Megan, you're going to get nothing, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right, there's the
rules. You'll need counseling.
We are ready to beat the bank!
$200.
Oh, yeah. This one's going.
I like that.
$240.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
$400.
Ooh.
$480.
Oh,
$590. $610.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, $610.
All right,
moving fast. He's moving fast.
All right. $110.
Oh, my gosh.
I like to watch Shannon because she's the one that hits it. She's the only one that knows how long the clips are. Shannon was stone-faced today. I couldn't tell Couldn't tell how you did, Megan. Would you like to see how far it goes?
Yes.
All right, Megan. This is how far your bank vault goes.
720.
Oh, it's
going all the way.
Just
going all the way.
Now it's slowing down.
1,000.
Oh, on a Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Knew it, but that's all right. $610. Coming that's your awesome. Way, Megan.
What are you going to spend it on, Megan?
Well, I am getting married this fall, so that's going to be very helpful.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you getting married here? Or are you going to do a destination or what?
No, getting married outside and in a, you know, nice little barn here in Illinois. So
in a barn.
Nice.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Sweet.
Well, enjoy your $610, okay, Megan?
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day at work today. Hold on for us.
So you're excited to win, you know, six. If you're like, oh, $1,000. Still, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, free money, too.
Now, before we go to break, let's take a visit back to the first break of the show.
Okay.
Where we talk to our first caller of the day, because we always do that.
Yeah.
If you want to get in, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE. Put it in your phone so you have
it. Yeah, just have it. Call us first thing when we come on the air.
And then you could be our first caller of the day and be like Brandon, who revealed this about the show.
Brandon, why were you calling this morning?
Yeah, what's going on, Brandon? He's the first caller of the day.
Okay, I like to listen to the K-Pod whenever I don't get a chance to listen in the morning. So I was at the gym working out, and I was on the bench press, mid press, and I was on my sixth set.
How much were you pressing, Brandon?
How much were you pressing, Brandon?
225.
225.
So they were sending a clip about when I was giving Kelly a hard time about the popcorn voucher.
Yes, my popcorn voucher.
So Kelly started making fun of Al, and I was like, oh, Kelly, you're so stupid.
Right.
And mid press. I started laughing and I couldn't hold it up anymore. So it fell down on me and I dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, Brandon!
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Brandon, I'm so sorry, dog.
Two things we learned. Brandon does a great Big Al Mac impersonation.
Yeah.
Really?
And also, people apparently get hurt listening to our show.
Yeah. Don't lift and listen.
We might need to have listeners comp.
Yeah. So if you have ever been injured listening to our show, we would love to hear your story. Our phone number again is 800-KID-LIVE.
If you've hurt yourself while listening to this show, call us. 800-543-3548.
Oh, I hope it's nothing too serious.
Yeah, right.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll hear your injuries next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before the break, we took a trip back to the first break of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always have the first caller. His name's Brandon, and he told us that while listening to one of our podcasts and bench pressing, he laughed so hard at Kelly being angry with Big Al Mac over a popcorn coupon.
He dropped 225 pounds of weight on his chest and dislocated his shoulder?
Yeah. And this guy, Al, you were wondering, have other people been injured listening to our show?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Ask and it'll be answered.
All right.
And based on the calls we got, more than one person has been injured.
No.
Yeah, well, that means we got to get listeners' comp insurance.
Yeah, there's insurance for this.
Listeners' comp.
Real, you injured yourself listening to our show?
Yeah. I listened just like the previous caller during a K-pop. So I was walking on campus, and it was one of those laughs that, like, you laugh so hard, you push your head back and you close your eyes. And I was walking on a crosswalk, and I ran into a big group of people, causing all of us to go down. Luckily, I didn't dislocate anything, but got a few bruises and scrapes along the way.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember what it was that made you laugh so hard?
I don't. It was last semester. It was probably something with either you, Jenna, or Al, honestly. Someone said something, and I was just done for.
Yeah, probably.
Get you the right way.
It probably was.
Probably Al.
Yeah, it was probably Al.
Be honest, it was probably Al.
Oh,
awesome.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt seriously, dude.
Were any of the people, like, hot girls that you could, you know, get a phone number from?
Oh, yeah. You know, I had to, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me help you up.
Yeah, okay.
My man. Yeah.
There you go, Real.
All right, brother.
See, Real didn't get too hurt. That's good.
Yeah.
We like those.
My gosh, Jennifer Young tweeted us and said, hurt myself. I was laughing so hard. My eyes teared up and she was driving and I didn't see the car turn in front of me.
No.
And I ran right into the backside of the car, totaled my car, by the way.
Oh, no.
That's your fault.
I don't know if this is a good idea or not. Just
crying and driving.
Yeah, crying and driving do not work out. Do not work out. Mead, yours involves some candy, huh?
Yeah, and it's
Meddy. Sorry. I just see Mead.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd say what I see.
Meads and Persians. Yeah. I would have thought Mead.
How'd you hurt yourself listening to the show, Meddy?
Well, Basically, I have an early commute to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to y'all all the time. So I remember listening to Kelly say something so funny that I had a Jolly Rancher in my mouth at the time. That, well, I was laughing so hard, I breathed in, and basically, I just started choking.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Obviously, you're okay now.
Yeah. Did somebody have to do the Heimlich on you?
No, I, like, pulled over really quick on the side of the interstate, and I was just so terrified. But eventually, I just swallowed it. And I was just like, oh, my God, thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
So people actually.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're very sorry. So people actually do. I thought it was just an expression. I was laughing. I had to pull over. You really did have
to pull
over.
She thought she was dying.
Yeah.
She was choking. What flavor was it?
Oh, gosh.
It was sour apple.
Sour apple. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to make a difference.
You don't want to choke on the lemon one. Or
yeah.
The lemon one. Okay.
Yeah, it's tasty in my throat for a while.
Well, glad you're okay.
Oh, we had a near choking right there with Meaty.
Whew.
Does it get worse?
Dislocated.
Probably.
Shoulder, choking. What else?
Now I'm afraid to say names. Violetta.
Shout out.
Violetta.
Oh, Violetta.
Never mind.
Oh, my girl. Yeah. Shout out.
That one.
Hold on 1 second for you.
Oh, you messing.
Okay, what happened, Violetta? That's Violet in Spanish.
Thank you. Yeah. I was working an overnight at my job, so, you know, I was listening to the Kid app.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard, I was carrying heavy boxes, like, I think, a couple of them, and I heard Kelly said something that was so hilarious, and I bumped one of the boxes into something, and all the boxes, like, they all fell straight to my toes, and it hurt. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Kelly, man, you have to stop being so funny, Kelly.
I know,
Kelly.
Yeah.
We want to apologize, Violetta, for Kelly's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Kelly, what are you going to do for her?
I won't be funny anymore today.
Is that better, Violetta?
Yes, that's better.
Okay. I'm very flattered that I caused you to laugh so hard you hurt yourself.
And her toes flat. That's what happens. Bye, Violetta.
Adios.
Jessica, we have another choking one. What happened with you?
Uh-oh.
Well, I had just pulled into work. I'm a registered nurse,
mm-hmm.
and I always listen to you guys going to work. And I was politely eating my chicken biscuit and minding my own business and listening to Al Mack talk about one of the numerous times that he has invited his friends along on a romantic date with his woman.
Yep.
And I started laughing so hard that I just took in this huge gasp of air and the biscuit lodged right in my esophagus,
and
I knew immediately
dry.
I was choked.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're a professional. You're a professional, so you knew what to do.
So what'd you do?
I got out, ran into the emergency room, did the international sign that I'm choking at the other nurses, and was pointing at my neck and holding my neck, and they did the Heimlich on me and saved me.
Oh my gosh, she could have died.
Dry. You can't dislodge that. You can't swallow
always
thin,
gotta
nothing.
Have a liquid. Yeah. Yeah.
She could have died.
Dry choking.
Oh my God.
I was turning blue. I was turning a little bit blue.
Al, stop inviting your dang friends along to dates.
I'm so sorry, Jessica.
Gosh. I love you guys very much.
I love you too,
you
Jessica.
You know who my favorite is?
Yeah, we would love to know.
My favorite is the chick that's in Shannon, because her and I play for the same team.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out, Shannon.
Out back to you.
Shout out to that chick, Shannon.
Same team.
I'm an RN. I make good money.
I see what's going on.
Okay.
And
Shannon, with your mounting medical bills,
right.
You could have them cut in half.
Yeah.
Are you good at giving stitches on the head, Jessica?
Yes. Well, I've taken them out.
Okay.
Wow.
You're turning me on right now.
Matchmaking.
Do you know good?
I know. Do you know good?
You guys have made my day.
Oh,
thank
Jessica,
you.
Have a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you, Jessica.
Glad you're still alive.
Yeah.
Choked on a biscuit.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
Choked on a biscuit listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No, listening to you.
But now I want a chicken biscuit.
Invite.
You know how that works.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
We'll do two more.
Okay.
Because these are
Lord,
so good.
I feel so bad.
I know. Ashley.
Like being funny, but
You were listening to the show while driving. What happened?
I was on my way to work, and it was whenever Kelly redid Big Al's rap. They were doing the rap battle, and the things that she was saying made me laugh so hard. I pulled up to get gas and forgot to put my car in park.
Uh-huh.
And I went to get out, and it kind of bumped a guy.
Oh, my God. Kelly, you...
But thank God I knew the guy because he kind of works in the same mall as me. So I was like, hey, man, let me buy you a pack of cigarettes. So funny. And then I made him lift it up so he can listen to it.
Really?
Cigarettes fix everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Her description on here says, hit human with car.
I mean, it's a running joke now. He passes me and he's like, don't run into me because of that white girl rapping. And I'm like, whatever. She was tight, yo.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Awesome. I'm glad he wasn't too hurt.
And you planning a trip? Yeah, you loaded up the goodies and sour cream dip. You know, brought her pros back.
Look how tight I am.
Got a spare bike and didn't because I hurt my tip. Big owl, this is big.
Don't make me wreck
it. Yeah, stop it.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Ashley's going to hit people.
She's driving.
All right, you concentrate on driving. Stop hitting people, Ashley.
All right, and by the way, my favorite is JC because he did that reborn shit.
Yes, he did.
You go and make love to people on the screen.
Yes. I will. I will.
Have no fear, JC.
Have a great day, Ashley. I love her.
One more.